Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Middle of the week, Wednesday, 8th of July. We've got farm news for you this morning. USDA has accepted 2.2 million acres into the 26th Conservation Reserve Program, this time around highly competitive, with producers offering 2.5 million acres for enrollment. Because CRP is capped at 27 million acres nationwide, not every offer could be accepted. More than 982,000 acres set to expire September 30th were re-enrolled, while producers also offered 1.5 million acres of new land. Nebraska, Colorado, and South Dakota led the nation in accepted acres. The United States Cattlemen's Association is urging the U.S. Trade Representative to impose tougher tariffs on Brazilian beef, arguing imports give Brazil an unfair advantage over American cattle producers. Testifying before U.S. Trade Representative, U.S. Cattlemen's Association called for an additional 25% tariff on all Brazilian bovine products, including beef cuts, trim, and edible offal. The group also asked officials to reject exemptions that could allow products to be relabeled and to require verified improvements in Brazil's environmental and labor practices before any tariffs are lifted. The Renewable Fuels Association told the U.S. International Trade Commission it supports the Trump administration's reciprocal tariff on ethanol imports from Brazil, arguing the move is needed to address what it calls unfair trade barriers against U.S. ethanol. USDA crop acreage reporting finally entering the modern era, starting with a new pilot for spring-planted crops. Transformative is how Undersecretary for Farm Production Richard Fordyce calls it.
Better customer service to farmers that annually come in and do an acreage report. It's going to be, I think, more accurate, more representative of what's actually happening on that farm.
By finally moving into the digital age.
We're moving away from the photocopied paper maps that we've been doing for far too long and moving into more of a digital platform that is representative of what's happening on that farm today.
Starting with a pilot in county offices in dozen states for reporting spring planted acreage by the July 15th deadline, only two states included all counties in the state, one of them North Dakota.
They'll have an opportunity to look at their farm. Does that geospatial map represent how they're farming a particular field? It'll give them the opportunity to adjust that and to make changes if that map is not 100% representative of what they're doing.
Ending the need to pass a paper map over to a program analyst to enter the data, since the data will already be in the system. This is Inside Agriculture. I'll be right back with Morning Markets.